of you here today has been charged with a traffic violation, and this is the time for your arraignment. The term arraignment means that you will be advised of the charges against you and your constitutional rights, and you will be asked to enter a plea of guilty, not guilty, or no contest. A plea of no contest has the same effect as a plea of guilty, except that it cannot be used against you in any civil action. Some of you may also be charged with a misdemeanor, such as failure to appear, 40508A, or failure to pay a previously imposed fine, 40508B. If you agree, these and other selected misdemeanors may be treated as infractions for purposes of sentencing and reporting to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Under the Constitution of the State of California, you are entitled to the following rights: to be informed of the charges against you, to a public and speedy trial, to represent yourself, or if you are charged with a misdemeanor and cannot afford an attorney, the court will appoint an attorney to represent you at all stages of the proceeding, to subpoena witnesses to testify on your behalf at no cost to you, to confront and cross-examine witnesses, to remain silent and make no statement that would incriminate you on these charges, to be released on reasonable bail pending trial, to have your trial within 45 days, 30 days if arraigned in custody, unless you waive this right, to have a jury trial if you are charged with a misdemeanor. If the court sentences you to pay a fine, state law requires the court to assess an additional penalty amount for every $10 or portion of $10 of your bail or fine. This is called a penalty assessment. Under California law, the court must impose a penalty assessment on every fine. Penalty assessments are paid to the State of California for traffic safety education, peace officer training, and similar